So he spent his whole life or a little bit better, like you said before, you get a senator, so he'll buy him some. And even imagine he gives some to that. The marriage is full of tension. Even if it's a nice quote, the fact that he is looking negatively at the thing in detail, he's waiting for the day to start to be on time. He made up to be fully dressed at 9 o'clock. What's going on? It's already 9 o'clock. You're not ready. That is all the rule. So what are the kids we're having here? The vision we're having today is Lisa O accepts the load. Load means what the person is. Accepts her as she is. This is her nature. Said it's not how the world so says I have to be exactly on time. That's the way it was feeling. Said it. Lisa O sets me up with a wife that's not me on time. Very often, the fact that their wife understands that the husband wants something, the software. If it's done with creation, it's an improving fashion, she's working on herself more. But if that reaction is, boy, just can't get your act together. Can't get your act together. What's the matter with you? Come on, made up. Even if you calm down right away, you're putting her down. If you're putting down somebody next to you, especially your wife, you are basically neutralizing her energy to change yourself. She'll never change. And this great patient attention, which has no purpose. Yisa or Yisim, that was then accepting the person as they are and focusing on good things. And who do we learn this from? Avinu v'lo shamayim v'shvo. No yisei oven, oy v'rafesh, sheyus na'kos. We are sheyus na'kos, we're the family of v'shvo. And because of that, it's no yisei oven, no yisei means computer. He takes our various and he carries them. That's what the Ramak says. In the essence, Sarah said, what every Amir will do, and by the way, the man that refuses from a Jewish boat, the punch on the spot. Hashem says, wait, just stand over there, I'll hold you. Either very same or eight, sustenance, I'll give you sustenance. Whatever you need, I'll give you, just leave me alone. I'll be over. That's the equivalent of a Jewish boat, because it feels close to us and realizes that we're not Mishnah, we're not perfect. He doesn't demand from us perfection. He demands from us to do what we can. And when Nishal, he has that one, is what he's willing to carry that load. So, this is a very important thing in our life, in our family. Yikarim, Oyster, our Asma, the Lichon, Kifishi. And know that nobody's perfect, that he's not perfect, and nobody's perfect to demand perfection from her. But he has done the Kuda that he's 100% and she's 80%. You have to remember, she has to go that she's 100% and he's 80%. They say that Shneiman, Tzadik Gadol, they were Tzadik Gadol. When he was off his Shidduch, it was completely in the background. It's huge background. Him, the whole Tzadik Gadol, she's come from the house. But he would tell people that I'm not perfect either. So I have to look for the perfect wife. Perfect wife would mean values what I'm doing. And when I said, he always said, oh, this is the day. It's an amazing wife. I care about the capacity of all circumstances. But that's the way it is. We're demanding perfection from everybody, including our college mobile, when we're far from perfection. So instead of that, let's open our eyes and see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, how much Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for me, how far away I am from the picture of a human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want me to be. So far away from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me with my various, with my laziness, with my business, with my bad. Because Baruch Hu will have tremendous miles of grace. That's what we have. So this one is also far from that person. Hashem has labeled us. And we saw before that the focus called the Savor. He takes the load of all the misbehavior of the world and specifically of Klal Yisrael just carries us, Taviyoko, and himself. He keeps us going, keeps us alive, keeps us to us. He realizes that we have so much good in ourselves and helps and tries to have us focused on our true greatness. Yeah, he brings in the course of the ideas. It's everybody knows everybody has a certain cocktail, certain meters, strong these ones and weaker other ones. Yes, natural inclination, which definitely has a very strong effect on the way it's gonna behave. One person is more patient, one's less patient, one's more prone to getting angry, one less, one's more lazy, one's more very good. Always on top of things. Yeah. But we have to understand that the natural issue of all them is above all that. And maybe a person can't say, I have a disposition to get angry and I'm one of those angry guys. No. You can have that to do so. You can work on it. You can improve yourself. You get to have another experience. Nothing is quite out of the way it is. Like we know, as we always point out around, it was leaders. He doesn't call them leaders, he calls them payers. Leader is the way you cut out. Pay is what you think. And if not, a person has a natural connection to certain types of ways of thinking, it doesn't mean he can't change them. That's where we get to shlemis. Our shlemis is to recognize our bias and use them to progress in the surrenders that we have in limit their effect on the way we behave. You have a person that the Yetzer Hara is the controlling factor in his life, you have a person that the Yetzer Tov is the controlling factor in his life. There are not that many people like that. I was just staying over. My father told me Mike said that. Medicare said that, who said that he was his guy based on his understanding of big elves. Really? How do you find big elves? And so life changing. There's a mission that says, Akina, a tiger, a coven, would see himself in a person who's running after physical pleasures, jealousy, and running after seeking people always hiring him, he destroyed his life. He has no life. He doesn't guess what he wants. Now in this world, not where to go. And the guy said, I tell the truth, when I read that mission, it hit me like a lightning bolt. And I thought, my whole life is kingdom, tiger. That is the Western world. Asia's world is based on kingdom, tiger, and control. I have to be, build myself up, self-made, be powerful. Don't get in my way, overpowering thousands of other persons. I have my goal in life is what kind of physical pleasures I have to give myself a fancy car. And Pastor Charlotte, my neighbor, gets a fancier car, I'm going to take it in fancy. Kidding, type, go. What a life is that? A person's never happy, he's never feels comfortable with himself. He's always running after things he'll never get. There's no end to it. I want to put that lesson. You want to go in. You have all the money in the world, the richest person in the world, you want to go. One Jew, one old Jew doesn't have the answer. 12 years old, billionaire, money's worthless. COVID, I love him. He's running the whole country, all 127. One person, nothing but having it, and the gate. That's not a life. So, what was a berserk and that's not a man. We know that Kinnatana Kod is a few dozen dollars. The only ones living in this are the ones that recognize how much I'm receiving from my Kodesh Bohu. Be content with what I have. That's the real Hashem. It's the middle of the alcohol. Ego, maybe just Yisrael. Talking with one of you other. My eyes are open to learn. Every situation, I have to be a better person. I have to be closer to Kodesh Bohu. That's the pleasant life. To know that I'm in the good hands of Kodesh Bohu under all circumstances. And person has that type of mind frame, they'll give the ability to have these all these things also at them. Understand? Safwan is happy, Safwan is why life? She's always coming back, what's going on here? You know? But he lived the life of the whole life is living with a village bubble, appreciating, having to receive a village bubble. Then who says no life has to be undone? Do I come and tag every time to Shabbos? Whatever they do. Hashem shows no sabonis to me. Allah has begun. I should learn from it. Yeah, I'll go upon it. That is a goal of life. Hashem gave us each one a day. Our goal in life is to prove ourselves within our nature. They can bring us up to a high level. How do we do it? By looking up to basically saying what must be said before this concept of accept your wives as they are. That's your advice. Don't feel you have to change them. If they change, I'll tell you my love. But don't leave life at the space before she's not cooperating, understand what she wants. You're entitled to give over what you think is important to them. Take a base of that. And then accept it and be happy with all the good things she's doing. He said the nature of a woman is much less than change yourself in the nature of a man. A man is more built into his nature of ability to change. A woman, the way she is, her needs are co-abundant, or her modes of behavior, it's harder for her to change. So if it comes with that recognition, it makes all the game much easier. Why is my wife like this? Why didn't I do that? Who cares? She's your wife. She's a great wife, she's doing a lot of good things. Focus on the good things she's doing. Why? Snap the mic, because that's what she is. If you do, for sure there's no chance of her changing, you have much easier time, because she can't change anything. Nobody came and told me your wife will never change. Okay, so all the frustration is finished. Unless the very selfish person forces it. And if you want to stay married, and generally it's better two options. So, okay, let's have her, and that's who she is. Try to work things around and the thought of it. Yeah, we need to get things working as good as possible the way it is. Kofanim, like we said, it's a good way to address the issue. I know if this is the way she is, then all that energy I put into trying to change it, no, I don't have to do that. It happens then, that's not my business. Let me see how we can work together with what she is. Yeah. Akula to show him to pass that Abba. When we really love somebody else, they can swallow all the unpleasant things that are reservations to them. Number one, they can downcast rules. Very often, the killer of relationships is when a person takes it personally. I told you this to leave me at 9 o'clock. Why am I not ready? And she said, why don't I try it? And the person takes it as she's mizal with me. She's not mechal with me. Usually, she's shayla and listeners when I pull it out. Now, she's a good wife. She's a good person. She doesn't mechal, but it's just a big bad guy. He wants to do things his way instead of saying to himself, you know what? This is the way she is. It's not personal. I know she's not trying to do it. She's a good person. And the more we look at the person, our spouses and children as good people, will command coming upon him. If I look at the person as being a problematic person, they feel it. Whether we say the words or we don't say it, they feel it. And that's there's no relationship. That's Abba. Abba means the ability to focus on the mindfulness of the other person and be able to build up relationship with what the person is without putting the focus on the other person changing. And the gay star tells you, oh, I made a mistake, I just had a different wife when I had this problem. But Steinem and his people is Matlis and with wives and more kind of situations like this. Matlis thought of the Tamil. And what you had, take something else. You have traveled alone. Nobody's perfect. Not that wife, she's talking about. you know, back in the day, whatever. Let me mistake it, not perfect area, whatever it is. Now people have time to not perfect. That comes with a different story. Something there, so not everything's perfect. Another person has a different imperfection.
Yeah.
And this is a very important thing in building our relations with our wives. Is meet as our bonus. Which once again, it's not mean patience. It doesn't mean that every time instead of looking at my watch every 10 seconds, I think I stay for the people's 5 minutes, and then when she comes, I say, oh, thank you so much for talking to my wife. But go in and go Hashem and other things. No, with the time, that's related. Let's go. She's always getting big compliments for coming right when she comes. She's like, oh, usually it's a sign that, you know, I didn't want to kill you, but I went to my talking class and they said, give her a compliment. Wives and children, I'm sure you will love. As long as you're related to us, born, they know exactly what they're thinking. You can't put cool things on. We have to work on ourselves. I don't have any intervention question about me. So what, I came 5 minutes later, what happened? I'm wasting 5 minutes better than us. I'm glad that we need to have others with wives, and also we need with our children. Yeah. How much a child needs that nachas ruach, a peaceful relationship, feeling that my parents really is happy with me and he loves me. It's tragic that so many children feel that the parents would have preferred them not being born. And the parents have no, they don't need to do that. They don't pay attention to what they're doing. Children are mischievous, not cooperating, or they're not getting the grades of the parents, or whatever it may be. And the parents just look at it as a load, another type of load we're talking about. But I was told she was bad. And when a parent gives such a message to the child, it's destroying the child. A parent is overly preoccupied with his phones and emails and everything else, and the child sees no one to talk to. It's a tragedy. One of the big tragedies of our times, the lack of patience with a child, raising their voices to them. Sometimes they have to give strong attention. But it's coming from the fact that I feel slighted by the child. Child, I once had a guy done a sentence in the eyes. I don't know if he's doing that. Okay. That's the version of the divorce came out. So I said, no, I didn't speak to him. I said, you want to come to me, come with your wife. No, just before my wife comes in, man. It's very neck and throw out. He said, I just want you to know, read this letter I have. He says, I want you to tell my wife, she hasn't been my father anymore. And then a message to my children also, that are a bunch of them suffer. They're not going to hear something and throw them out of the home. So I gave him this. He was always surprised at my response. But, and raise my voice, but I gave him this type of message. I had everything exactly that. The reason why your wife is not a good wife, your kids are not good kids, is because you're not a good husband, you're not a good kid. Take responsibility. And get the act together, come back to me. There's a Trum guy that said, in time of Rama, you got Rama, okay? Rama says, oh, you're a good like yourself, though. The Yosef is with you. The all the other things. Remarks that are not, they say, no, not Kabbalah. Lo Yerazim, shouldn't be angry. You can't be like, no. Lo Yerosev, you shouldn't be like, depressed by the man. You create a pleasant, happy environment, no? No. So he said, let me say, you know, I'm going to have one of the things the Rambam says. Start learning the Rambam, work on it, and come back to it and see what we can do. Well, Hashem, I don't let it go. But somebody did tell me that things got a little better. So I don't know if it's supposed to be for somebody else, but at least he heard things in the right things. Unfortunately, very often, when couples have rather strong bias, today it's very common that everything's technical. Learn how to talk, learn how to do this, don't take these. But if you don't deal with the shayush, the root of the problem, it'll never work, because everything is emanating from a certain mind frame from the person. The person just wants to get his wife to do what he wants, or wants to go to bed angry, so what are the techniques that can pretend before you explode? All kinds of wonderful things. But, so maybe you'll have to hold yourself a little bit.
But the root of the tremendous gap in the kesher between the husband and wife will remain.
And the root has to be uprooted, it's to change completely. To recognize that God totally gave me this wife, these children, and God totally gives me the best. And this wife and these children are the best thing I can have for my journey through life, my journey of shleimus, my journey of kiras elokim, my journey of emulating my Kodesh Baruch Hu, showing my love to others, showing my appreciation to others. We've said many times, Avah has two levels. Level number one is to appreciate the person, hold them in high esteem. To do what they want can be one of two things. Either they're going to go by back or Rahmanis. That does not keep family together, Rahmanis. You don't need a doctor and a bunch of patients at home. That's not what a home is. Home is a home that everybody deserves to be. You appreciate one another. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu is made of oil and light, so he appreciates. I'm Zula, you're my great nation. I have been 80%, but I love you, Danny, all great. And we'll see what would happen in the course of time. And I have patience. I'm willing to be stable, take that load on my shoulders from the misbehavior, and go on with you. And hope for the time we get there. Yeah, so this is Sabonis Gligulia, the practice of Sabonis Gligulia, you've heard of my dear Guba, who Shevis, Ashur, and Julia, and Adonis Sahir. President Lenin Sabonis is definitely always preoccupied. Why is it? Why? When the HR tells you the word why, try to say one second, who cares why? Why is not an issue that we deal with. Deal with it. How should I deal with the problem? What should I do? How should I do? I'm proponing this. So if we have that attitude, self-awareness, because we have children, we won't be preoccupied with why they're not behaving and spend more time of trying to think what are the needs and the phenomenon. Sometimes it is what is the cause of the thing. And why I'm talking about it is not a why, it's a rhetorical why. Not really trying to find the root of the problem. Sometimes the child's experience, something's bothering them. That's a different type of reaction. So why, when a person says, why are you doing this? He doesn't really want to know why he's doing it. Because he wants to know why he's doing it, you don't ask him. You think that the child's generally on the turn of the answer. He's just upset at it, so, you know. How do you do such thing? Why do you how do you? Not really trying to understand what's behind it. So why is you asking yourself, one second, what's going on? Why is the child jumping on me? And then start to pay attention to the fact that I'm really not giving him any attention. That's what he's looking for interaction with me. Maybe that's a problem. Maybe something else, he has a problem. Okay. You have to learn the nature of those around you and deal with it, not just be upset why they're not behaving. Okay, I think this is the Gevalt Gezad for Erev Tisha B'Av. We know the base of Yisrael is destroyed because of Sinas Pino. And the starting point for Sinas Pino is in the house. If we are not appreciating our wives, our children, not dealing with them in a pleasant fashion, that's Sinas Pino. And that's the worst Sinas Pino, because people close to us. There are people making demonstrations about Abbas Pino when they get home. Bro, don't you see I'm spending the whole day in the world behind? I can't get a back and have a dinner prepared for me. And your kids, what are you fighting for? Get out of there. I was in the job real quick. That's the most basic guy. And Baruch Hashem, we know our families more than anybody else does. We know we can appreciate the goodness of them to one another. She was able to embrace the Abba, eradicate the sin of ourselves and families. Anyway, that goes forward, that goes forward, Yisrael Hashem, saying, you're already with me, I'm coming back. Safer, Yisrael Mashiach, and continue to make the things from the Abba, and all the Taurus. Okay, I think we're going to take a break.